Right now, we're going to shift gears. We got Tom Stevens, the mayor of Hillsboro, on the line because we got a meeting coming up of the town board of commissioners. Thanks for joining us.
Glad to be with you on the air, Aaron.
That's a kind of an abrupt segue from UNC, but what are you
going
to do?
A lot going on in the world.
It's a lot going on
happening in Hillsboro.
Yeah. Yeah, we got the notice of allegations. We've got all of the stuff going down in Raleigh today, but a lot going on in Hillsboro as well because we've got a big meeting of the board coming up tonight.
Well, indeed, this is one of our what we call our workshops that we're doing, and probably the two big things that we're looking at tonight, and they're all internal business, but one is looking at a pretty substantial contract that would replace how we do meter reading and how we do water billing. And essentially, we would be replacing our drive-by meter reading with a technology that can just sort of read it, you know, just regularly, kind of the way your cell phone works is the way that I think about it. So we just take a continuous reading, eliminate all the drive-by things that we need to do, although we can still use the existing equipment, which is very good. And then this would end up being able to provide a lot of other services. For example, when we do the drive-by meter reading, that's a reading that's once a month, and it's sort of hard to track. If you have a leak or something, it might be 3 or 4 weeks before you get a notice between what that reading says. With this new kind of reading, you get this information on the hour. That information can also be brought to customers. So there'll be a telephone app. There'll be other kinds of Internet apps so people can sort of monitor what their water usage is, see where their bill is, and much more responsive. So in the long run, we expect to have the cost savings from this will really replace the initial cost. It is a pretty substantial investment, but we've thoroughly researched it. It looks like it's pretty good to go, so I'm expecting the board to pass it tonight. We are having a public hearing, though, for those who may wish to comment on it.
So public hearing and then presumably the board vote. So the savings, I guess, would come from, I guess you're saving gas on driving around, right?
Well, yes. I mean, so that's actually a position. That's a truck. You know, there's a computer equipment, so there's, you know, that's just immediate savings that way. In terms of the billing part, all that would be handled by an outsourced person that's, you know, really combined nationwide, although we will still have local people. We know this will be less personnel cost for us. But we do expect the transition over the next 2 years. We have several people who are planning to retire anyway. And so, you know, this is a good timing for us so we can do this without laying off anybody and just, you can organize for the 21st century. We think it's going to be very good, you know, good for customer service. And, you know, it's also going to be pretty much an even, you know, cost switch. So, and that's looking at it fairly conservatively. So we think this is one good way that we can just serve our water customers. And the second thing is we're doing tonight is looking at our balanced scorecard system. It's the ninth year we've done it, getting scorecard reports from all our departments. We'll be talking about our priorities, and we, of course, weave in what are the things that we accomplish into our budget. So this is part of the ongoing budget process that we have.
And that's something the town manager really spearheaded, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And he's kind of at the head of, like, came up with the whole idea, right?
Well, and yes, in many ways, this is, you know, using a scorecard and something. City of Charlotte has done that, and, you know, when this was a process that came out of the school of, Kennedy School at Harvard, and it's used a lot in business. It's also used in nonprofits and some in public areas. The City of Charlotte was sort of a pioneer about this in the 90s, but it's not been adopted very much. And something that I had been using in my consulting practice, and when I became mayor, I went to the manager and said, can we do something like this? I mean, some way to connect what it is that we want to accomplish in our budget with what it is that we, you know, say what our goals are. And I just remember his eyes. He said, I've been wanting to do this for years. And he's really just worked with the school government. And it's been a very, very good, joint effort because it's championed by the board and supported by the board, but it has really been integrated into what all our staff have done at the management level and down at all their department levels. And so it is just, it's kind of the way we operate now. It's you know, let's look at what it is that we're trying to accomplish and measure how we're doing, and then use that as feedback to think about what we want to do in the coming year.
So you can head online and visit hillsboronc.gov, the new website, for more information on that. And that meeting is 7 o'clock tonight, right?
Correct, at the Big Barn.
The Town Barn. Yeah. Go to the Big Barn. There's cool stuff happening. But not a town meeting. Speaking with Hillsboro Mayor Tom Stevens, so that's happening tonight. A lot of items on the agenda. And then coming up this Friday, exciting event in Hillsboro because it's the first big Last Fridays of the year.
Yes, the first Last Friday, I guess. Yeah. Actually, there's a Last Friday Art Walk, you know, all year round.
I always think of it happening all year long, but
the Art Walk. But the music on the courthouse lawn, it starts April and goes through September, it's always a very exciting time. I think the band is going to be group called The Second Set. They do beach music and dance music. I know the Arts Council has been working very hard in getting dance bands out there so that people can, you know, just kind of come out and have a good time. Businesses are really getting excited about this. Of course, there's always things going on Weaver Street and all the restaurants and the galleries have the art walk going on. I will certainly have, you know, a display of streetscape paintings at, you know, my gallery. At Unique Critiques, they have like a porch party going on down towards the post office. 108 Sherton, which is a whole new boutique shop that's underneath Saratoga Grill, they're having a ribbon cutting at 6 o'clock, so shops will be open, galleries will be open, there'll be music on the streets. It's a fabulous time to come to Hillsboro. Usually starts around 6:30 or so on Friday evening and goes around till 9:30. Just a great, very small town, all ages, good family event, good to come with a date, it's a rocking good time. And then, of course, there's usually music at any number of the other venues in West Hillsboro and in downtown as the night continues. So Friday night, particularly the last Friday in Hillsboro, is a great time to be in town.
Yeah,
do I sound like I'm excited?
Yeah, you sound a little excited. Yeah, well, it's going to be a really nice night for it. I'm looking at the weather. The weather's looking good, and it's going to be it's a beautiful, beautiful day and beautiful evening to be out there. And I know I've been up there for last Fridays, and it's just like the whole downtown really buzzes.
And various vendors. One thing at the April last Friday that I always enjoyed, there's a Center for Documentary Students class always presents their pictures from the the documentaries that they've been working on all semester long. So early in the evening, they have their pictures out down by the courthouse of different projects they've been doing around Hillsboro, and then they're having their presentations for all the families and places. And if you go to a website, smalltown-usa.com, all those documentaries since 2007 are posted on the website. So, of course, the 2016 ones aren't up yet, but you can see all the previous ones. And just tracking what small-town life is like in Hillsboro. So that's just one of the little, I want to say, interesting side events that's going on last Friday. So lots of things to enjoy.
Awesome. Speaking with Hillsboro Mayor Tom Stevens, and Mayor, we got to let you go. But before we do, a plug for tomorrow, because in basically 15 hours or 17 hours, we're going to be talking to you again at the community forum, right?
Indeed. I'll be right there in your studios with my with fellow mayors and I think the chair of the county commissioners, and we'll be all part of that whole day forum, and look forward to it every year to talk about our local issues.
And that's going to be at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, Town and Gown panel. Blake Hodge will be monitoring and monitoring, I guess. The mayors need it.
Absolutely.
But it's going to be a lot of fun, informative conversation as well. So we're looking forward to that. Mayor Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.